The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect in the way that works best for you. With you tonight, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
So the war on chalk continues here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's been getting news media coverage this week with the local media. I don't think it's gone too far outside of New Hampshire at this point. I did a search for chalk and Keene on Google News last night. There was a short blurb in the Boston Globe, I think. But beyond that, nothing outside of the area. But here in Keene, New Hampshire, this chalking thing is the talk. It seems like the talk of the town. People are calling talk radio about it on the local talk shows here in Keene. They had the police chief come in this morning, apparently, on the local talk show in Keene to discuss the issue of the chalking and the violence that has been associated.
So chalking is actually considered an issue? Like, it's causing problems for people that there's chalk on the sidewalk?
Oh, yes. In Keene, New Hampshire, chalk is the controversy at the moment. And it was actually interesting because I was out this morning. Oh, and by the way, before we'll get back into the chalking, but I was actually out this morning at court for two purposes. I was doing Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach, so giving people information when they come into court, suggesting that they not take a plea deal. And at the same time, about an hour later, I went up to go watch Rich Paul's arraignment today. He is a friend of the show. We've had him on behind a microphone in here, and he actually got a violation of probation charge earlier this week for a nonsense claim that he actually was in possession of a weapon. He had a monopod for a camera that he was going to use to defend himself when two men were coming at him as though they were going to fight him. But apparently, if you're a convicted felon out on probation, you can't have a monopod and hold it as though it were a weapon. So he's in some trouble with the probation system right now. And I went to court this morning. The video is actually up on the Free Keene channel. I just haven't posted it to freekeene.com yet. I've been out all day. But so if you want to go and check it out, just go to youtube.com and go to the Free Keene channel. You can see that there. You can watch his full arraignment, where basically the state prosecutor argues that Rich Paul is a danger to society and should be kept off the streets. The judge ultimately agrees with the prosecutor, even though, again, Rich Paul was never convicted for any sort of violent crime. He did not actually get into a fight on the night in question. The people who were coming at him ultimately did not come full all the way and actually attack Rich Paul. They attacked someone else, or one of them attacked someone else. But anyway, the point being, Rich Paul has been denied bail. Rich Paul is still currently in a jail cell. So for those of you that were looking for the latest on the Rich Paul case, that's that. So back to chalking. And you can find out the latest on Rich Paul over at freekeene.com. But back to the chalking issue, it's become quite the controversy here in Keene. And people are genuinely curious. Some people are very, very opinionated about it already. There are people who do not like chalking. They do not like the idea that activists are chalking. They'd probably be okay with small children chalking, but they don't like seeing adults chalking because adults will chalk things like really slimy things like smiley faces and hearts and these evil propaganda about peace that has been put out there. And there's
Free Private Manning in the drug war.
Some people that don't like that. So Peace is the Way is one of the ones I've written. In fact, Free Rich Paul I wrote outside of the courthouse this morning. And while I was writing this on the sidewalk, there's been a lot of construction going on in front of the courthouse. One of the ladies, who is one of the kind of the traffic directing ladies with the construction crew, she comes up. She's not doing anything. There's no traffic in this particular instance. So she walks over and she asks me some questions about, like, just sort of generic questions, generic uninformed questions, like, what's all this about? And I went, well, what do you mean? Are you talking about the chalking? Are you talking about this flyer? Because, again, I was holding out these Don't Take a Plea Deal flyers. And she was like, all of it. And so we had a conversation, and I gave her a copy of the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer, and she kind of looked through it, and she had some questions about victimless crimes, because in the Don't Take a Plea Deal flyer, it mentions that not taking a plea is a good way to clog the system up so that hopefully in the future they'll stop charging people with victimless crimes. And so she was asking, well, what are these victimless crimes all about? And I kind of went through a few of them with her, like, well, you know, drug possession, there's no victim there, there's only the person that has drugs, and you know, people should be free to do what they want with their own bodies. And, well, what about speeding, she says, because speeding is listed on there. And I said, well, in most cases, speeding isn't a victimless crime. You probably speed. And she admitted, oh, yeah, I speed every day. And, you know, so our conversation went on, and we ended up talking a little bit about the chalking as well. And when she walked away, she seemed very satisfied. She seemed, and she was earnestly interested in what was happening. And she wasn't the only person on that morning who inquired. When we were actually standing outside after Rich Paul's hearing, one of the guys with a different guy with the construction crew who was on the other side of the street walked all the way over to us, probably a good 100, 150 feet, walked over to, and again, kind of asked this sort of generic, inquisitive question about the chalking, like, hey, what's all that chalking all about? And, you know, we were not really sure what he meant, like, kind of gave him the opportunity to clarify his question. And somebody made a statement about how it's a form of peaceful expression, and there were some more statements made sort of about why people chalk, why activists might choose to chalk or adults might choose to chalk, and there was some back and forth, and the guy seemed satisfied with the conversation. He turned around and he went back to work, and there was another guy who came out of the courthouse earlier on when I was doing some of the outreach, and as he was kind of walking away, I said, you know, goodbye to him, because I'm out there actually greeting people as they're coming in, so he had seen me when he'd come in, and so I was saying goodbye, and he kind of stopped, and he turned around, and he came up to me and said, I just want to let you know, I really appreciate what you guys are doing with the Robin Hooding. And of course, Robin Hooding is different from talking. Robin Hooding is where you save people from getting parking tickets by putting coins in expired meters. And he just had nice things to say about Robin Hooding, and he said that he actually worked for a town government at one time. He used to work in Bellows Falls, Vermont, for the town there, and he says it's the same everywhere, meaning that, you know, like the good old boy network, the corruption, and more importantly, as he pointed out, the ignorance of people and the apathy of people. And I said, yep, sure is. And he said the only difference is that, you know, the only difference here is that people seem to be willing to stand up. And so he said that he really appreciated what was going on. And not one person said anything nasty this morning. So it was right. A nice day.
And chalking seems like one of those things that's fairly innocuous. Like, it's just a freedom of speech, basically. You're going out and putting something on the sidewalk that, yep. It, you know, it's totally temporary. It can be washed off with rain or water or anything. It's not harmful to anybody. And all you're doing is spreading, like, peaceful messages or putting, you know, even drawing pictures. I know there's a Facebook group now about, like, protecting the hopscotch. And, you know, exactly. I don't see what the problem is with chalking. Like, clearly from these experiences you've had, most people don't see an issue with it.
Well, I don't know if it's most people. I mean, obviously, if somebody is upset, they may not say something to you, right? Like, they may just walk by you rather than give you a piece of their mind. So it's hard to say what most people think. But the chalking, the people who do chalk and the people who Robin Hood, for instance, these are two of the more recent forms of activism in town, they get plenty of positive feedback. I mean, it'd be one thing if you were an activist and everyone you encountered told you how awful you were and how undesirable the activism was. But that doesn't happen in Keene. There's all kinds of people who appreciate a lot of the activism that goes on here, and they will tell you so in no uncertain terms that they appreciate it. So I thought that was really cool.
Right.
It was a great morning.
And even if you don't appreciate the activism that's going on, I don't think that if you walk past a drawing on the sidewalk, you're going to be offended by it, especially if it's something.
Some people are.
You know, even if it's a nice picture. Like, I like to see sidewalk art. There's some really impressive things that go on. Like, there's some sidewalk artists that make these huge 3D drawings with chalk.
Yeah, those are cool.
What if that was going on in Keene? I mean, I would love that, first of all, but second of all, would that be considered graffiti? Would that,
well,
you know, be looked down upon?
One of the chalkers is Mariah, and she's a local who's been very, very busy chalking, and she does beautiful artwork. I mean, she takes a lot of time. Like, I suck. I just go and make smiley faces and write phrases and things like that. But she actually does artwork. Like, she really does take time and make pretty pictures. And I don't know how else to describe it. They're very nice. And people have destroyed that.
It's art.
Right. It's talent.
I mean, it's art when I do a smiley face. It's just not as good. And she's very talented. And people will erase that just like they'll erase my smiley faces, just like they'll erase children's chalkings, just like they'll erase hopscotch. It's sick. More on the War on Chalk coming up.
Quantum of Five, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum5.com from Big Head Press.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-453. Your thoughts on the war on chalk are certainly welcome, as the Keene City Council member is proposing a graffiti ordinance with teeth, as he describes it. They're gonna try to put a stop to the peaceful chalking going on in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and we can tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. Also want to let you know about passports for Bitcoin. There are a lot of reasons why someone like you might want a second passport or to even go so far as renounce your citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, and people do it all over the world. Whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy or protest against foreign policy to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge, you may want to get a second passport or change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. Obviously, they take Bitcoin, and it's another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com. Let's go to Nathan, and we'll continue the War on Chalk discussion in a moment. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
You know, I was thinking when you were talking about Rich Paul there that it sounds like not only are they saying they don't have an obligation to protect, but you also don't have the right to protect yourself.
That's correct. Not if you're a felon on probation, apparently.
Apparently not. One thing I like to bring up in these conversations is the Bowers versus DeVito case, just because I think it's such an iconic quote. It's the one where and this is actually by Posner. I don't know if you are familiar with him.
Well, what was the purpose of this case?
Bowers v. DeVito?
Yes.
Oh, well, the state, I think they were the Department of Health or something in Illinois, released a madman who was clearly insane and stabbed a woman. And they were suing because they clearly knew that this person was insane and, you know, a danger to himself and others and so forth. And mm-hmm. the estate of the woman was actually suing. I like the quotation by Posner in the case, though, which was that this is a direct quote, there is no constitutional right to be protected by the state against being murdered by criminals or madmen.
It's true.
Right, and, that's true, but isn't there supposed to be some sort of legal allowance for self-defense?
In some places. In other places, defending yourself with a weapon, at the very least, will get you in trouble.
Well, at the very least, he does say on the previous line there is a constitutional right not to be murdered by a state officer. And then he
oh, really?
He cites the 14th Amendment because...
Well, that's okay. It's not murder when they do it. Most murder statutes actually exempt, as I understand it, the police. So, therefore, when a police officer commits what you might call murder, they don't call it murder because it was done by a police officer.
Right.
Is it like the course unlawful, of duty.
In most cases. Yeah. Every now and then... You will hear a case to where somebody does something and then years later they wind up getting charged with murder or manslaughter because of what happened.
See, what
but
catches me about
rare.
This case, though, is that he didn't have a weapon. He had, what was it, a camera stand?
Oh, you're talking about Rich Paul?
Yes.
Allegedly, he had a monopod, which is kind of a one-pod version of a tripod.
See, but that's like claiming that you could use anything as a weapon. It doesn't matter
yes,
what
you
you're
could.
Holding. Like,
right.
if you're holding...
And that's why the agreement that people sign when they go into probation says you cannot have a simulated weapon, which would mean that this bottle by itself is not a weapon. The bottle I'm holding in the studio here. But if I were to wield it as though it were a weapon, all of a sudden it becomes a simulated weapon. At least that's my understanding
and
of it.
The New Hampshire statute, and I quoted this in a thread earlier where somebody had asked the question, and I quoted the statute. The statute says, and I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, something to the effect of a weapon is anything... If used or threatened to be used in a manner that could cause serious bodily damage. So if you take a stick,
mm-hmm.
you know, a stick in and of itself is not a weapon. But if you hold it in a way and threaten to use it in a way to, you know, seriously hurt someone,
right.
then that stick is a weapon.
So, Nathan, what you're trying to say is that it's legally all right to allow yourself to be beaten? You're not legally allowed to defend yourself?
No, I was just saying I think it was ironic that you were talking about Rich Paul being put back for wielding a monopod because, you know, you were talking earlier about how the state could deputize you, and at least in Florida, and legally require you to help them protect someone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like not only can they do that, but or not only do they not have an obligation to protect you, and not only could they call you to be obligated to protect someone, but then you can't be, you know, you don't have the right to even protect yourself was the funny thing there.
In certain cases, right, like Rich Paul doesn't have the right to protect himself with a weapon as a felon who's out on probation. In some places, you do have the right to protect yourself with a weapon. Some states are more liberal on gun ordinances and other weapon ordinances than others. So like New Hampshire, Vermont, Alaska, you know, these are three places that are fairly free when it comes to gun freedom and weapon freedom in general. So in a place like that, unless you're a felon, you do have a fairly wide range of protection options. If you're in New York City, you're pretty much screwed. I mean, you might as well just bend over and do whatever.
Are you even allowed to carry like pepper spray in New York City?
I would not suggest that I knew the answer to that question.
I don't believe you are.
Good question. One last thing about this this idea, and this is I don't think this is often mentioned, but I think it's important too, is that there is a time when the federal government is obligated to protect you. And I'm sure Daryl and Ian probably know
what
that
is. If you're in their custody, you mean?
If you're in their custody. They've entered into a special relationship. That's the wording here in this court decision. And then they have an obligation to protect you.
Yes,
and
you become their ward at that point.
They are authorized to use force to keep you alive, which means if you decide I'm not eating anymore, then they are authorized under the magical powers granted to them to shove tubes up your nose, down your throat, and into your stomach so that they can pour an Ensure or an Enfamil drink into it to make sure that you get nutrients because we can't allow you to die in our custody.
Yep. It's true.
So they basically force people to stay alive even if they don't want to.
Correct. Yes. That's why they have suicide watch cells in jails, because if they determine when you are put into a jail, what they're doing with Rich Paul within the last 48 hours was classification. And by the way, he is now available for visits. There are ways for you to visit Rich online. There's actually online visiting through the Securus system. I think securustech.net is their website if you want to look into that. You can actually visit Rich from around the world, which is pretty cool.
Right.
But what they've been doing is classifying Rich. And so one of the things they do when they classify you is they put you in a cell by yourself and they observe you and they talk to you prior to that. You know, you have to sit down and answer questions. Are you suicidal? And if you are, if they determine you're not suicidal and you're not a danger to others, then they'll put you out in population with the rest of the prisoners. If they determine you are suicidal, you will be relegated to the suicide watch cell, which in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, is basically a standard size cell. You get to yourself and you have to be in there in a suicide vest. And
so you're allowed to die by not being able to defend yourself, but if it's like an approved, you know, if you're in their custody, you're not allowed to.
Right. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. The War on Chalk heats up, and we'll give you the latest. 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. All free. Freetalklive.com. If you care about your online privacy, you need to take steps to protect it, and ProXPN should be one of those steps. It's a global virtual private network. It encrypts your online data, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer have any clue what it is you're doing online once you start using ProXPN, and you can start using it right now for free by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Get it set up. If you're a Linux user, email their support staff. They'll give you some instructions. It's pretty simple with Linux, just a little different. You get started with ProXPN and protect yourself from prying administrators out there, whether it's your internet service provider or maybe the coffee shop administrator that wants to sniff out your packets, or somebody with a packet sniffer, a Wi-Fi packet sniffer, just sitting there in the coffee shop trying to monitor what you're doing, maybe snag your credit card info or get your bank account information. All of these things are possible unless you encrypt yourself. So ProXPN can help you with that. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go and get set up and get started and upgrade to the premium package when you're ready. You'll get unlimited bandwidth, which is a big, big difference, makes a big difference. Servers all around the world that you can connect to, as well as the ability to privately torrent with their premium account. You'll save 20% by using code FTL20. And if you buy the annual package, that breaks the price down to $5 per month. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL20 to get that discount for the lifetime of your account. We've been talking about the war on chalk, as it is being called here. It's been making news headlines across the state now with the union leader picking up the story. Of course, Keene Sentinel's been reporting on it. The original claim is that, well, it's kind of a long story, I guess. It all started back with a DEA raid that happened several weeks ago where some local folks chalked some upsetting messages, some vulgar messages, out in front of the head shop that was being raided by the DEA because people were upset that the DEA was raiding this peaceful business. And, you know, somebody put down F the DEA, and that upset some people in town who, you know, are, let's say, less than friendly in general but don't like profanity. And so they came down and cleaned it up, which resulted in more chalking being done, which resulted in another cleanup, which ultimately moved to Central Square. More chalkings, more cleanups, more chalkings, more cleanups. It comes down to now this week where violence occurs, and some of the local chalkers who are not Free Keene activists were involved in the recipients of the violence, and one man was hospitalized as a result of this. He is now out of the hospital. He signed himself out early. He was supposed to get surgery. He refused to get that surgery and basically signed a consent form to get himself out, and he is in bad shape at the moment.
Now, Ian, when you said, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned the, you know, build up of chalking led to washing, led to chalking, led to more washing, led to more chalking.
Yes.
And there were people, and I heard conversations of, there's people down there with water in Central Square, let's go get the chalk. And so people would go down while someone was cleaning the sidewalk mm-hmm. and chalk in front of them. And to me, that just seems very childish.
It does seem a little antagonistic.
I'm going to, you know, draw on the chalk right in front of you where you're pouring the water
yeah.
so that I can say, you just poured that on what I drew. And I think that, you know, from both sides, and I'm not putting all the blame on the people with the chalk or all the blame on the people with the water. I think that both sides have been immature in a lot of ways in this, you know, build up of the war of chalk 2014.
I would call it a war on chalk. I don't feel like the chalkers are at war. I think the chalkers are chalking messages of peace, messages of love. And to me, that's not going to war. I understand where you're coming from, Daryl, that you feel like...
It seems antagonistic.
Well, they are just using, like, freedom of expression. That's a First Amendment right.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't call it antagonistic to create in the path of a destroyer, right? Because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the creation of art in the case of these chalk arts.
I mean, they were doing it purposely just to show that, like... You can't stop us. We're going to do this no matter what.
Yeah, that is, I think, probably the motivation as to why they did it. But whether that's antagonistic or not, I think, is in the mind of the participant. You know, I see myself, and by the way, I haven't participated in what you're talking about, Daryl. I've not chalked directly in front of a person removing the chalk, but I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, they want to create designs. They want to create artwork. These other people want to destroy the artwork. And I think it makes a real strong statement to say that even in the face of your destruction, even there, right in the midst of your destructive acts, that we are going to continue creating beautiful artwork and sharing it with as many people as we can, which is just one, I guess, because the destroyer will be the only one who sees it before it is destroyed again. But I support the chalkers. I think they're doing the right thing.
Right, and that's really empowering. But what I would like to know is what exactly is the idea that these people have when they're washing off the chalk, and why did it lead to the violence against this one man who was hospitalized? I mean, honestly, it doesn't seem like it's that provocative of an issue. Like, we're drawing on sidewalks here. It's not like you're going down and, like spray painting on someone's house. Like, that would be different. I could see why people get upset about that.
Totally.
But somebody was so angry that they actually attacked somebody who was involved in this chalking.
Now, the person who did the attack on Tuesday, where the man was hospitalized, the victim was hospitalized, and suffered from all kinds of terrible breakages.
I thought it was Wednesday.
I believe it was Tuesday, because the first attack happened Monday night, and the second attack happened the next day. So, anyway, the person who attacked that man was not actually a member of Stop Free Keene, which is sort of the known activist opposition group here in town. However, one of the attackers on Monday night who was threatening people absolutely is a member of Stop Free Keene. So, it's, you know, as far as why people are so upset about chalking, Ellen, I think that it's just an expression of a larger frustration that these people have. they feel like they're living in this place, Keene, New Hampshire. It's this idyllic, picture-perfect kind of New England town, and people have this view of what the town should be like, and that it should continue in this sort of idyllic manner where people don't use drugs in Keene. They don't drink to excess in Keene. People right. don't get in fights in Keene. They don't do things that are controversial.
And I agree with you that it is a manifestation of a larger problem in the background. Like, obviously, there's a lot of tension going on. But just the fact that something so minor could build up and manifest enough pressure to where it breaks out in violence. Like, I think, there is serious issues going on here. And if we focus on the prevention of violence, avoiding the circumstances under which it occurs, then, maybe that would be a better solution. I just don't understand why.
I don't think you can avoid it. I don't think that the circumstances that you're talking about can be avoided unless the liberty activists decide to do nothing. If the liberty activists had never raised their heads above the water, if they'd never kind of rocked the apple cart, so to speak, if they just come to town and quietly voted, then yeah, there would be no conflict. There would be no concern that
no, there would
have.
Still be conflict.
But this larger issue in the background is that people have false ideas of what is right and what is wrong. And I think if you just have conversations with people and try to explain to them,
I agree. But then they don't want to talk.
Maybe they'll be more understanding.
Many of the members of Stop Free Keene are not interested in having a conversation. They don't actually have any ideas of their own. They just want to destroy the ideas they don't like.
Right, but how can they not like them unless they do have ideas of their own?
Well, maybe they do, but they won't share them with you.
Well, I mean, that's adversity. Like, whatever you're for, I'm against.
That's basically it. Yes. That's what it's come down to at this point. They're against all chalking, even if it's not by a liberty activist. Even if it's by children, they'll clean it all up. They don't care.
If Ian wrote a letter to the editor, and it was published in the local newspaper, and Ian said, "The sky is blue, and the grass is green," end of letter, nothing else added, there would be people writing letters to the editor talking about how the sky isn't blue and the grass isn't green.
Toll-free number is 850. Well, he's just a cult leader trying to get you to think those things. 855, that's what someone might say. 855-453. If you've got comments on the war on chalk or whatever's on your mind, you may take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up next.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
This is the Central Scrutinizer.
I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call and thoughts. You just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To get the latest on the war on chalk, head over to freekeen.com. That is what we've been focusing on here this hour, as literally chalking is the number one issue in Keene, New Hampshire, at least so it seems at the moment. People are talking about it in the streets. It's being discussed in the media, and it's liberty activists who've led the way here and have stirred all of this up. It's, I think, another example that in a small place like Keene, New Hampshire, or anywhere in New Hampshire, because pretty much everywhere in New Hampshire is a small place.
But what's funny is people think that Keene is just this thriving metropolis.
Do they?
People from New Hampshire. They're like, oh, really? Yeah, Keene, that's a pretty big city.
I mean, on the scale of New Hampshire, 25,000 is big compared to the towns, most of the towns in New
Where
Hampshire.
Where I'm from, 25,000 is the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Keene is. But we've managed, it's a real, I think, interesting example of how it is that a small group of dedicated activists can really make an impact here in New Hampshire. Now, some would argue that we're making a negative impact and we're ruining relationships with people in the city, but I'm sorry. Look, if you're going to do activism and you're going to be noticed, anything that you do, if you have an impact, you're going to destroy relationships with people because people will get upset. People will be angry that you're trying to change things, whether you do it through civil disobedience, through chalking, through, creating media, or through going through the system and running for political office. Somebody somewhere is going to be livid at you for doing it because they like things the way they are, and or they want things to be the way they want them, which, of course, is anti-freedom related. Not pro-freedom. Let's go to the phones here. We've got David in San Francisco. So I think it's a testament to the Free State Project and how successful we've been so far with only a fraction of our total movers. So go check out freestateproject.org and learn more about it. David, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings. Hey, a couple of different things. We've had similar problems out here. There were a couple of nuns that actually got arrested on Hiroshima Day in front of the nuclear weapons lab at Livermore. They would lay on the ground, and then someone would chalk their outlines as if a dead body. And if I remember right, they got like 4 years in federal prison for doing
that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was crazy. This was maybe almost 20 years ago. If you ever heard of the Berrigan brothers, I'm trying to think, it was Catholic workers. They are kind of famous for going on military bases and either pouring blood on missiles or hitting the missiles with a hammer, beating the swords into plowshares. And
that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, that doesn't sound safe at all.
Well, they generally know what they're doing, and as a matter of fact, I think it was like an 87-year-old nun that was able to walk on one of the most high-security nuclear facilities about 2 or 3 years ago, and she got past millions of dollars worth of security setups and simply walked onto this base. And she, if I remember right, she had to actually knock on a door in order to get arrested.
How did she get past the security? Did they just notice the nun walking in and they
No,
figured...
no, it's just that lax.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. You know,
wow.
It's kind of like, you know, when you look at for example, if the NSA is spying on everything, and then we've got these hackers that are getting everything from Target or hackers that are getting everything from the university's systems, you know, all of the students' information. And every once in a while, you know, somebody will steal 3 million people's Social Security and data. How is it that the NSA can be loaded with, you know, this responsibility of spying on everything, but they never catch these hackers that are stealing everybody's ID? So
that's because that's not what their goal is. Their goal is to just do spying on, you know, international countries and wholesale data collection, not necessarily to stop hackers. I thank you. Good call, though, David. Appreciate the story about the nun.
84-year-old nun sentenced to 35 months in prison.
Whoa.
She just got the sentence in February of this year.
And this happened when?
This happened, I believe it was 2 years ago. It was July 28th of 2012.
She's going to prison for 3 years because she...
Federal prison.
Because she walked onto a military base?
Essentially, but I believe there was also some form of quote-unquote vandalism that took place.
What? So the vandalism was the chalking? I don't know. I don't understand what happened here. Did she just walk in and, like, the guy who was supposed to be watching the security cameras was asleep, so she was able to get through somehow?
Her and two others defaced a uranium processing building with human blood.
Oh, wow. Hardcore.
Ew. Where did they get the blood from?
I don't know. Probably a hospital or something like that. They've got to be. There's going to be a service, some way that you can... Maybe they work for the Bloodmobile or something like that.
Hopefully it wasn't their own. Yeah.
North American Bitcoin Conference is coming up July 19th and 20th, Chicago's McCormick Place South Building. You're going to want to be there if you're in the Midwest or you want to take a plane ride. It might be worth it because there's all kinds of great speakers going to be there. And who knows how many people, according to Mark, the last North American Bitcoin Conference attracted far more people than were expected to show up. The Miami one, I believe, was expecting 500. They got 2,500. So this could be a huge event. And so apparently the first time the Midwest and Chicago has had any kind of Bitcoin conference ever. So that means there's likely a lot of pent-up interest and demand, and people want to know about Bitcoin. If you've been wanting to learn more, or if you're already in the Bitcoin universe and you want to meet some of the doers and the movers and the shakers, this is a place to be. You get to meet all kinds of cool people like Roger Ver, the Bitcoin Jesus, Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Charlie Lee of Litecoin, and many more. Go to btcchicago.com. Vitalik Buterin's going to be there from Ethereum, Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me. Go and get the details, get signed up, and we'll see you there because Free Talk Live is broadcasting live both nights, July 19th and 20th, btcchicago.com, as we go to Brian in Nashua, New Hampshire. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I like the reference to pent-up demand, nice Keynesian reference that you put in there. But I wanted to continue on the sidewalk chalk issue here.
Please.
Okay, you guys are familiar with Amy Larson. On the anniversary of 9/11 in 2012, she chalked. You can just Google Amy Larson arrested, and what you'll get is a story from the Napa Valley Register that just shows she wrote something that just says YouTube World Trender WTC7 on the anniversary of 9/11. So an officer pulled up while she was writing this, and after a conversation, she was charged with felony vandalism.
Felony.
Felony vandalism. And that was shocking to me because there's an interview with her on Alex Jones, I believe, in the weeks following.
What happened with the case?
That's the thing. They never really followed up. They know that there's all that they know is the charges went forward. The prosecutor went forward with the charges in the last interview. I was curious if anybody knew anything about her, because she would basically be a big face about someone that was acting completely peacefully and just instead of a political message. And that is just pure political message. It was one statement by itself on the sidewalk. No confrontation. Someone asked her what she was writing. She said what she was doing. Arrested. Felony.
And this was in California?
Yes, it is.
And where was it? On a college campus or anywhere?
It's something called the Napa Valley Register. So somewhere in California.
Isn't that a newspaper?
Yes. It is. So that's the newspaper I'm citing it from.
Huh. Wow. Shocking story, Brian. Anything else you want to share? Anything else you want to share tonight?
They kind of have this chilling effect that, like, you know, the oldest form of free speech is handling out brochures on a sidewalk, right?
Sure.
I mean, like, so how are you exactly? You're not, there's always like a huge like social faux pas today about actually bringing up political topics, period. But that kind of is like the foundation of how you dumb down society by making anything that, you know, takes intellectual integrity to talk about and be, because I don't agree with people that think that you should go to war. I think that's foundationally like a very intellectually honest thing, the dishonest thing to tell yourself. So if you can't like understand that and you don't have the intellectual integrity to challenge your existing beliefs on any political issue, then you have nothing to talk about with these people. So it's pretty sad. That's all.
Thanks, Brian, for your call and the thoughts here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget to check out Daryl's website. He is the host of Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, available to you live on Sundays on LRN.FM, but also, of course, in archival format, which you can download at fppradio.com. Does radio.fpp.cc still forward you to the right place?
Yes.
You used to have that one. Okay, cool. So fpp.cc is your website, Daryl, where you can get more of Daryl in written form. A lot of that. There's opinion pieces that you will write. News kind of pieces as well.
News opinion.
You also do some audio work, like with Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, but also with a 7-day-a-week newscast, the FPP News, available via podcast.
Yes.
Go and check it out, fpp.cc, for more of Daryl and more of Ellen at alpshow.com. We will return tomorrow night, online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.